It's the final dress rehearsal for the American Passion play in Bloomington, and Dean Gessner is a little nervous. In his first season with the production, Gessner plays one of the Roman guards ordered by Pontius Pilate to scourge Jesus.
Something I've been kind of wrestling with here, you know, doing the job right, not hurting the actor, at the same time trying to make it look really authentic. It's kind of a tough line to walk, if you know what I mean.
The whip used on stage is made of soft leather. Sound effects are added. But watching from the front row, the scourging looks convincing. The lights go down quickly on this violent scene, part of an elaborate theatrical version of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. John Capasso is one of two performers alternating in the lead role.
It doesn't hurt as much as it might look like it does, and it's certainly nothing in the realm of Gibson-esque, Passion of the Christ, but it does sting just a little bit.
If the scourging scene in Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ is longer and bloodier than its counterpart in the American Passion play, both productions include it for the same reasons. Capasso says it's important for audiences to see what Jesus endured.
If the audience doesn't feel any sympathy for Jesus, then the play doesn't work. So we always instruct the Roman guards, hey, hit me as hard as you can. I'll get over it. It might sting a little bit, but I'll get over it. Because the audience needs to feel great love and compassion and just great sympathy and empathy for Jesus.
Capasso, a school superintendent from Fairbury, has played the part of Jesus for the American Passion play for 19 seasons. Gary Burr of Muhammad says working in the Passion play is such a life-changing experience that many people keep on coming back. Burr has been with the play for 45 seasons. He's played several roles, but this is his first season as director.
Well, it got started because a man named Delmer Darrah had a vision for bringing the story of Christ and the teachings, particularly the teachings, not just the passion.
Delmar D. Darrah envisioned a play that told the biblical story of Jesus, free, as he once wrote, of the clouds which theology, creed, and dogma seem to have thrown about him. Darrah taught drama at Bloomington's Illinois Wesleyan University. He was also a Mason and involved in the dramatic stagings of the Masonic Scottish Rite. Masons and the 1,500-seat Scottish Rite Temple in Bloomington became the backbone of the American Passion play. Burr says Darrah first staged the play in the 1920s and continually revised it up until his death in 1948.
He wrote enough scenes to run an entire day. And he was constantly changing scenes. The play as we currently do it is very similar to what they were doing when he died in 1948. And they took the notes that they had from the play and the recollections of people who were in the play at that time, and they put it in a book.
Today, the American Passion play is still performed in the Scottish Rite Temple, now under city ownership and known as the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Burr says he's streamlined and combined some scenes, but the play still runs for more than 3 hours. The length is needed because the American Passion play covers more of Jesus' life than traditional Passion plays, with elaborate stage effects.
It is a vision, an apparition!
For instance, in this scene, where Jesus walks on water during stormy weather, real water showers onto the stage to simulate rainfall. But along with the old-fashioned stage devices, there hangs a question facing Passion plays in general: how to depict Jesus' Jewish persecutors and how that might reflect on Jews in general.
I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it.
This blood be upon us.
We have
His blood be upon us and upon our children, the so-called blood curse, shouted by the crowd seeking Jesus' crucifixion in the American Passion play. Some have used that passage, which is from the Gospel of Matthew, to claim that all Jews share responsibility for the crucifixion of Christ. The passage became so controversial for Mel Gibson that he removed it from the English subtitles of The Passion of the Christ. Gary Burr admires the movie. He doesn't think it's an attack on Jews.
I did not feel that the movie was anti-Semitic, but I have some good Jewish friends, and I've had some long discussions with them, and I think that the Jewish people see things differently than Christian people see them. And so I can understand how they might think it was anti-Semitic.
Burr says he's never heard any concerns about how Jews are depicted in the American Passion Play. A program book from the play's 1933 season features an article devoted to the subject, with the conclusion that just a small number of Jewish leaders conspire to have Jesus executed, and that the Jewish people as a whole are not to blame.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
In the final scene of the American Passion Play, the resurrected Jesus, having bestowed his blessing upon his disciples, is raised into the clouds as a choir of angels looks on. The dress rehearsal audience erupts into applause. The American Passion Play draws much of its audience through tour groups arriving in buses from across the country. Burr thinks the attention paid to the Passion of the Christ may have helped ticket sales this year, but ticket coordinator Tina Fowler says the impact of Mel Gibson's movie may cut both ways.
A couple of my buses have canceled on me, so...
Why did they cancel?
They've actually done a trip to the movie, and they've been there, they saw it, and we kind of like to say, come see the rest of the story.
Performances of the American Passion Play, now in its 81st season, continue through May 1st. I'm Jim Meadows.